listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Why not gargle?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. Thank you, Dr. Harvey K., a fine guest friend of ours. This song going out to a U.S. Senator from Osh Vegas way, Ron Johnson. And we've got more headlines. I mentioned this story, and we are going to the phones momentarily. 844-967-2789. Well, speaking with Harvey, we discussed this breaking news. The Washington Post reporting that Rojo was in a secret meeting at, the Trump Hotel in D.C. January 4th. Now, there is clarification here. He virtually attended.
I was going to say he
zoomed in.
He zoomed in.
But the person holding the meeting effectively, the confab, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
You know, when he calls for a meeting, I'm like, this has got to be serious.
So here's the reporting from the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record here in Wisconsin. Bill Glauber. Ron Johnson was one of three U.S. senators to attend a January 4th, 2021 meeting convened by the MyPillow chief executive, Mike Lindell. As loyalists to then-President Donald Trump sought to gather information and rally support to delay certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. At the end, there's a quote from Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for this U.S. Senate seat. Nelson asked the question, when's Ron Johnson going to have to appear under oath? When's he getting deposed? On a number of topics, but anyways, back to this one. The Washington Post reported that Johnson attended the meeting virtually while Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, and Senator Cynthia Loomis, a Republican from Wyoming, were in the crowded conference room with others at the Trump International Hotel. That's the old post office, right? That's a whole different story as well.
That is, actually.
The Post reported what the senators heard from a handful of presenters were some of the most fantastical claims among those alleging that the election had been stolen, including, according to Cramer, that the 2020 vote had been influenced by foreign powers and that proper investigation required gaining access to the voting machines around the country. The Washington Post report also said they wanted to use NSA raw data to justify the seizing of the voting machines. That would be a warrantless search. That'd be illegal under the U.S. Constitution.
But you know who has access to that? Maybe the chairman of his GAC.
Well, do you know that he had a meeting? Ron Johnson had a little committee meeting, the HISGAC. On December 16, 2020, Johnson, then the head of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee, held a hearing on the election. Here's a quote. The senator's hearing was part of what should be an ongoing congressional oversight meant to transparently address that problem. A Johnson spokesperson said, following the hearing, he and his staff continued to gather information and consider allegations. That's why he joined the meeting. Well, that's a hell of a justification. I'm looking for false flags and had to join the Mike Lindell MyPillow meeting at the Trump Tower, the old post office in D.C., 2 days before he claimed he was going to vote against certifying the Electoral College vote for Joe Biden. And I would also point out, those of you listening here locally on Devil Radio or WAUK 540 AM or the Shaw 101 FM in Wisconsin, you've heard the ads for the People for People People Corporation. It sort of juxtaposes Paul Ryan saying, you know, Trump exhausted all his legal outcomes, he lost, Joe Biden won, with the sound of Ron Johnson telling a Democratic activist at a Republican event, sort of noisy, that if you look at the vote counts here in the state of Wisconsin, Trump lost because he didn't get a sufficient number of Republican voters. There were 51,000 more Republican votes cast for the assembly races and the senatorial races than Trump got here in the state of Wisconsin. So Rojo basically lays out the case for why there was no voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Yet on December 16th, he was holding public hearings. And on January 4th, he was part of a secret clandestine meeting with Mike Lindell. Here's what Lindell had to say. Ron Johnson cares about Wisconsin, cares about the United States, and cares about our future. Lindell's quite loud, so, you know.
I'm serious. If you
Yeah. You've heard him. I believe he is an ally of the American people. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, he is for the people and wants to have fair elections going forward, especially if that means him winning re-election. Johnson's office was amongst those to receive the memo. Apparently, the memo, the Post reported the existence of a December 18, 2020 memo circulated by Trump allies advocating the use of data from the NSA and Defense Department in an effort to show foreign interference. Now,
did you see the memo about this?
The memo, was that the same day, or no, I guess that was 2 days after Ron Johnson was holding senatorial committee hearings. Staff received the memo on January 13th and took no further action. According to Johnson's staff, the request from the Washington Post was the senator's first knowledge of this memo. He has not seen it. Really? Tom Nelson, running for that very same Senate seat, said in a statement quoted here at the Journal Sentinel, reports about using NSA resources provide all the more reason to place him under oath and ask him what he knew and when he knew it.
Did you get that memo?
844-967-2789. You are right on the nose, Tom Nelson. Let's go to the phones. Terry in the Northwoods. Welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
I was just going to talk about my encounter with Johnson in June of 2014.
How'd it go?
He was up in Superior, Wisconsin, talking about doing a town hall at the vocational school, the tech school, and about Social Security being in peril. And a few people showed up. I ended up sparring with his aide that was there about Bill Clinton balancing the budget 2 or 3 years in a row. And that aide didn't have no idea. So we exchanged numbers. And he said, well, I'll look it up at the Congressional Research Service, which I hadn't heard of, Crudy, to be honest. So I was just going by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, that said that the budget was balanced for 3 years in a row, or two or three, whatever it was.
Sure.
But anyway, bottom line is, I sparred with his aide, exchanged numbers. We got together, talked on the phone after that, you know. But my impression of Johnson, empty suit. Simple as that.
Well, appreciate your thoughts, Terry. Should you want to be like Terry and go meet Senator Ron Johnson in person? He's got a public event this weekend you could attend. Senator Johnson to speak at a parent empowerment rally. You know what that means. Anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-critical race theory.
It means avoid at all costs if you like to, you know, stay healthy.
This Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time, Terrace 167, 3210 Wisconsin Highway 167 in Richfield, Wisconsin. Look it up. It's worth a Google. If you want to go see Rojo, he'll be speaking at the Parent Empowerment Rally. Masks optional, I feel quite confident. Attend at your own risk.
Doubtful, yeah.
Back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Here's a friend, Susie from Lodi. How you doing, Susie?
Hey, Mike, it's good to hear your voice. Boy, I listen, and then the news is so tough to swallow some days that I have to turn it off and just go outside for a while. But
I recommend washing down the bad news with a spotted cow or whatever your adult beverage of choice is, Susie.
Well, I will take it under advisement. Listen, I called because Harvey was on, and I think he might be the man I'm looking for. And I want to thank you because I think
he's a married man, Susie. Back off. But no, I tease. Go ahead. Yeah. What were you saying?
That's all right. He has the information I think I'm looking for, and everything he was saying about the Wisconsin I grew up in and who it is now, and yada, da, da, da. And we had our whole community here is pretty much in turmoil because of the very things that you're talking about. And it's not the crazies, but it's the people who are making money. And we just don't know how to get rid of the conflicts of interest that we see. And of course, it's not a conflict if you give it to your niece instead of your daughter. you know, those kinds of things. And so I've talked to at least four people that are looking to sue our local representatives, and we just don't know how to proceed or who to ask before we do this. They keep cutting down the time.
Susie, who you want to sue? Keith Rip's gone now, right?
Yeah, no, local. I don't know if you know that I served three terms on our local city council.
Oh, okay. And I actually You've shared a few of those stories on Facebook Messenger, Susie, but please continue.
Yeah. Well, the inability to speak, the inability. I actually left office so I could get my voice back. So I can do things like call you and say, hey, besides Harvey, you got a good lawyer I should be contacting regarding conflicts of interest in political, in our political leadership. And it's, yeah, and I'm looking for some contact information.
Well, Susie, where were you at 3:30 when we had Mel Barnes, a fine attorney from Law Forward right here in the great state of Wisconsin? I'm not sure if they're taking on new clients. They seem to have their hands full right now, Susie, but you may want to consider reaching out to them. They seem like they are the law firm of the left, at least in the current sense.
At the very least, they can steer you in the right direction, I would say.
Yes, probably. 844-967-2789. Always great to hear from Lodi. Thank you, Susie. And Beaver Dam, Dodge County, represent Andy. How you doing?
Not too bad, Crudy. I wanted to talk about the 10th anniversary, but I don't want to divert. That I'll save for tomorrow. I don't want to divert from the current discussion about Rojo.
Well, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow. We got a fine guest, Bill Press. He is a pundit. He's a friend of ours.
Okay.
Bill Press, 3:30 Central Time. He'll be my fine co-devil. And then, Andy, I know what you reference. Coming up, the big event on Valentine's Monday. What is it? February 14th. Dominic Salvia will be my special guest for the entirety of the 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour as we celebrate 10 years of broadcast excellence as the Devil's Advocate.
I miss the hell out of Dom. I really do. But I know the reasoning that he decided to, you know, go to something different. But
well, he took a job. He's making more money.
He's making more jing, right?
Yeah. We all got to pay bills, man.
You've got a wife that's probably saying, hey, you could make more money here. You know, so we got to do the change. But I wouldn't be caught dead buying a MyPillow if it was the last pillow on earth. You know, just that guy and the fact that possibly Rojo was in with all that nonsense, it just astonishes me. And I hope there's a candidate amongst the Democratic hopefuls that'll be able to knock him off in not in a literal sense in November to
in the electoral sense. We know what you're saying, Andy. I think we have a plethora of fine candidates on the Democratic side looking to oppose U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I think some of the most notable include Tom Nelson. He's the Outagamie County executive. He was referenced here recently. You know, he's quoting the Rojo article. And, of course, we got Sarah Godlewski. I mentioned often she's got a lot of it. She's the smartest girl in class. We also have Mandela Barnes. He is the lieutenant governor. And we got Alex Lazary spending big bucks, making a name for himself in our great state. So those are four. We got Stephen O'Cara, Jillian Patino, Peter Pekarsky. I mean, hell, there's like three pages of Democratic political candidates seeking the U.S. Senate seat because Rojo may be the most vulnerable U.S. Senate candidate in the entire United States. And if he's not, we're going to keep taking chinks at his armor. There's lots of chinks. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. No chinks in our armor.
By the time the morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
You believe that story? You believe that?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.
Michael Jackson didn't come over to my house. He's a bad guy. But his sister did.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.